Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Suefu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Pikia, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te ola ma te maaloe ku maue ki tātou au ka tino in tātou tamohaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare mo te ngā lue mahalohi mo te tau tō mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka i Aotearoa New Hila.
And today, Te Ama Community House, we are so privileged to have Laurel Taufoyata to share with our listeners and to help make a difference where it matters so that Pacific people's lives improve significantly. But before we continue, as we normally do, first we must acknowledge our Heavenly Father for the beautiful gift of today and especially the gift of life and the breath of life. So therefore, we will be starting with a word of prayer. Yafaftale lo fale tuo tatu tu ali mele ne yaso e mole mele ol amata ne la tatu po kalame ile tatalu tolotu
ia talof nei fali. Let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for the beautiful day. Please be with our relations and friends as they go about their daily tasks. Give them the strength to carry out what they need to do. We thank you for all your privileges that you give us, and we will give our lives to you. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Filosilipa, tu isi otolei, pahina.
Maloelele, Te Ama Community Health Radio. And welcoming you back to all our beautiful listeners. And again, as always, I look out the window. Yeah, there's a bit of wind out there. It's good for the washing, actually. But this morning, I would like to introduce to you our guest speaker, very special guest speaker this morning, Laurel Tafawata. A little bit about her background. Laurel Tafawata was recently recognized for her outstanding service and contribution to Pacific people in New Zealand when she was made a Companion of the Queen's Service Order, QSO, for her work in health and the Pacific community in March 2014. Her current redirection to study in her retirement years is another demonstration of her desire to continually explore and share the extent of her wisdom, recording her experiences and observations over her many years of service. She was awarded life membership in 2008 and is still a very vocal and active member of the Auckland Central Branch today. The Tongan Matriarch was the Pacifica representative on the Tertiary Bursary Alliance in 1989 and was a member and chair of the Pacifica Cervical Screening Project in 1991. The former social worker has been a member of the Pacific Health and Welfare Organization since its inception in 1983 and has been its patron for over a decade ago. Laurel is a wonderful role model of someone who is generous, steadfast, and consistent. She has been a guiding force in support of many Pacific initiatives over the years and is testament that age is only a number. Wow. And so this morning, on behalf of Te Ama Community Radio, we welcome you, Laurel Tafawata.
Yeah, thank you. It's a privilege to spend time with the community through the radio. And I really appreciate this opportunity. When I first started out in the community, probably I was in my 20s when I realized that people were coming from the Pacific and were perhaps not able to do the things that they were used to, and actually the culture shock was the perhaps the right term for that. We worked later on with Paddy Walker, who was the founder of Hall Pacifica, and she pointed out to the Pacific organisations that people were lost in that they were working to get the money to help their own children and also to send money back to the relatives in whichever island they came from. That was a big burden for them, and in a lot of cases women were working for two or three jobs, not having time to parent their children, and they needed help with having people to talk to explain their problems, to find the answers to whatever it was that they were having problems with. Today we have the computers, the radio systems, all sorts of resources that will help people to contact. In those days it was telephones. Perhaps that was the main thing that we had, and it was a heavy burden to be on the phone all day trying to contact people. In 1973, I became a trainee for social welfare, in that I wanted to work with Pacific Island people. My mother was Tongan, and she came here when she was young, and I didn't actually get to know my Tongan people until later on in life, but I have been able to work with people on those things. The Pacifica has filled a lot of positions where people needed help and has worked in different organisations to work with people who are needing help. We today, things aren't quite the same as it was in those days, but we are still trying to do something to help our other women.
Mm. So Laurel, thank you so much. Just for the sake of our listeners, you were born here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And your education was all done and completed in New Zealand.
Yes.
The reason being is that many of us, if I may introduce you and your age to our listeners, to our beautiful listeners, wherever you are, I know that you are looking forward to this program every week on the Tuesday morning. Our guest speaker today is Laurel Taufawata. She has served the community and the public for many, many years. And she is 81 years old right now, and she will be 82 next month, which is March, and so a birthday that is worth celebrating. So that's a little bit to our communities, to our listeners, because she has done so much for my generation as well, and that's one reason why I'm here, because of her training, her love for her people. So Laurel, a bit more about your background, your schooling here in New Zealand, your siblings, and how you chose to serve and to love the people for so long.
My secondary education was at Auckland Girls Grammar, and in those days there was nothing Pacific Island there. I had to go outside in the world and find community groups which I attached myself to. And also the
education.
Education is very important.
Yes.
And gives you the attitudes, the feeling that you need to do something for somebody else. Without that, perhaps you don't realise or have the realisation of the importance of that. Today, our young people have many more opportunities, but don't realise how it affects the community. And those little community groups that are in your area, maybe it's worth entering into them so that you know how the other fellow is thinking. It's very important to use the things that are there in the community so to keep you in touch with what's going on. My siblings, there were 13 of us, but I didn't know them until I was grown up. I was brought up by other people, and in working with that, I've kept in touch with my relatives in Fiji. I lived in Fiji for 10 years as a grown up, and was married to a Fijian, and I speak Fijian, but funnily enough I don't speak Tongan as well as I'd like to. And I have done a lot of work in the community through those venues. At one stage we had Fijian people being brought up to New Zealand for medical treatments. The staff couldn't communicate with them, and they would ask me to come and talk to the people. And sometimes things like being asked to pay their fare for those when the people died, It was not perhaps known how to handle that. So those dealings have been a lesson to me in many ways. And then we have the people getting into positions where they can't cope with it. Actually having interpreters in the health systems have been very important. People don't always understand what's being said to them. And I can think of an instance where a doctor was on leave and his part-time person gave some tablets to a Samoan lady, an older lady. Take these four times a day. So they gave her four many times during the day, and they actually killed her. So the importance is having the people available to translate carefully into the languages. And that's something that's grown over the years. We went to Tahiti, or I went as a representative for Pacifica, although Pacifica perhaps didn't have the same feelings as I did. And we talked to the president of, it was the vice president at the time in Tahiti, and he actually listened carefully, and we were advised by people with him that we were very fortunate to have a conversation for 2 hours with him. And not long after that, it was decided not to explode bombs in the Pacific. I believe that those things need to be remembered, because we don't want that to happen again. And people were taken to France and buried there, so that the relatives couldn't carry out their cultural meanings. You know, our culture is very important to our lives, to help people think outside themselves, think of people who really understanding our culture. And whatever it may be, we can appreciate the finer points that are not always understood in politics and so on.
That's amazing, Laurel.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to share how old you were, because we've sent out this last night saying, age knows no boundaries. Laurel Tafawata does not let her age restrict what she wants to do. So she was graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in 2011 and will receive her postgraduate Diploma of Arts in Pacific Studies in May 2014. So she has done it, and I've just repeat again that she'll be 82 next month, which is in March. And also she's a former social worker, has been a member of this particular radio, Pacific Health and Welfare Organization, since its inception in 1983. So, you know, and also you've been its patron for over a decade ago, and you're still here. You're still here, and it's nearly 82, and it's just amazing. I wish the audience can actually see you. She looks so beautiful. She looks trim and slim for her age, meaning, you know, she's nearly 82, and yet she kept herself. She walked to talk. Right, Laurel, you have. And I noticed that you have started your career as a receptionist, telephonist, for Auckland Telephone Exchange. I remember those, you know, those courts where you plug it in, and so different today.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, very much. Yes. Just knowing that you could speak to people in Dunedin or whatever through something attached to your ear was really something in those days. Mm. Yes.
You also talked about our Pacific culture, which is New Zealand is multicultural, and our way is to meet people face to face, right?
Yeah. And to talk with people how they're feeling in their environment, because sometimes they're feeling very cut off. For me, some years ago, I learned to speak to the Lord and ask Him for help. The feeling of being listened to is a great comfort to people. And if you don't have that feeling, then you can be lost.
Mm. Would you like to, any people that you'd like to shout out this morning?
Call to Lemiseni and Kai, to my own family, members and members of Pacifica. They've just had a conference, and we now have a new national president, Bernie Pereira, who's very important to Pacifica and today.
Yeah, and hello again, Malo and Lele, to everyone. We're just going to go for a break and we'll be right back. Dharma Community Radio. Age knows no boundaries. Laurel Tofawata does not let her age restrict what she wants to do. New Zealand born, Tongan born mother. She speaks English, Fijian, some Tongan, and some Samoan. Maloa Lele, and welcome back to our beautiful listeners, and especially to our very special guest speaker, Laurel Tofawata.
Thank you, Vali. It's a privilege to be on the radio to the wider community. That is very important that you can reach out to people and meet with them on the air so that they know that they can come in at a certain time and listen to whoever's speaking. That's something that's been introduced to communities that really has an importance that was unknown in the old days.
Yes.
Yes. When I retired, which was in 1998, I was not prepared to sit at home. I just became chairperson of various organisations, and quite often I was asked to be on committees as the Pacific Island person there. I always let them know that I was New Zealand born and that I had been on a learning curve myself, and that was understood. It's my special thing was health. I belonged to the Pacific organization set up by Dr. Fuliaki. When he was alive, he set that up, and people from various community organizations would meet once a month and talk of their work and how it actually linked up with other organizations. That's still going, and I'm very privileged to be patron for that. And I enjoy meeting up with younger people. I know that they're amazed at things we talk about, because there is a difference in attitude towards the community nowadays, and we have to encourage them to reach out in that way, and encourage people to realise that different organisations are working in different ways. In particular in the cities, with the apartment living, that's created some social problems that were unknown in the early days, and those people are suffering from isolation, and especially older people if they're caught up in there. I belong to ADCOS, which is Auckland District's social workers, social society, and there is an importance that you keep in touch with those sort of organisations. My being recognised with the community, I was very overwhelmed and sort of felt, why me? But when I thought about it, yes, I had been involved with various organisations for Pacific Island people, and continued to do that. And so in speaking to people here, always keep in touch with community, because they are the basis for life in your particular area. And sometimes because community people work harder than those who are in paid jobs, really need support, anything that you can give them in that line.
Yes. During your work, with many things that you have done, and the generations that, even at my age group now, there was during that time, you've also met and did some work for the Queen.
Oh, yes. Well, the Queen of Tonga, who has just passed away, was important in her work with women's organisations in Tonga, and I have been to conferences in Tonga where she has called the women together, and that's been very, very important. Her years of 90 years have been supportive of women's groups, and that's PAA, etc. And it's sad that she's being returned to Tonga, which she would have wanted.
Mm. Mm. So you're mentioning the word support. That is very important in making people understand that people need people.
Yeah.
And by doing so is support. And I noticed that you are still doing that today by contacting, although you've retired for a long time, but you haven't really retired from doing all this work, in just by supporting, picking up the phone and calling people and see how they are. You're still working. You haven't really stopped. You haven't really retired.
Well, that's good for me too, have people that are interested in the same things as I am. Although some people have found new areas, but I think of Doreen Arapai, who is very busy nowadays talking on, working on making cards and placards and so on, and using those to keep her keeping in touch with other people. And she does beautiful work, and I think that's important too. There's various people who have been in touch with me in the last few years. Anna Hila, Kalonga Tonga, Sui Pai Pai, she was my office girl years ago, and we still keep in touch. Mm. And she's now standing for Parliament, local government, sorry. And I'm sure sooner or later she'll go to government too. Yes.
Yeah. So that passion of yours about supporting women especially, it really comes through. So how did Pacifica come about?
When the people first came from the islands, they didn't know the areas, of course, and when their people they lived with went to work, they were stuck. And so they often were in one part of Auckland, say Otara, and any relatives they did know were in Glen Eden, and they had no idea how to get there. Those things became quite important because people were needing support. And Paddy Walker met with other women, Pacific women, from different islands, and set up the background to this. And a Maori lawyer helped put the programs together, strategies and policies. And there was a big meeting in University of Auckland in 1974, I think it was. And that was the start of all the women there. Important matters were discussed and brought, and people were so interested to find somebody understood the things they were going through.
So Pacifica was established in 1976, and you became president of the Auckland Central Branch in 1987. A post you held until you was elected Northern Vice President in 1991. That was your days. So today, things are looking very, very different.
Oh, actually, yes. The today, the various branches function in different ways, whereas we had very strong people on the executive who told us what we should be doing, and we did it. Now people have their own ideas, and so each branch is functioning in different ways. But I think it's important that we all keep on reminding the young ones what we did and how we did it, and keeping note of those things.
And also, because I noticed that you're a social worker, and that's a strong background for you in social work, community and Pacific Islands community, and also more of this is health management and governance has given you a broad outlook on life. Women issues, health and community have been of importance to you, as well as the cultures within your life have enabled you to work successfully with the diverse cultures and their communities residing in New Zealand and also in the Pacific Islands. So Laurel, Taufo Wata, you know, all these things I've witnessed myself, you know, and I'm blessed to being able to have that input, you know, from you to me as one of the women that you really cared for and that you're passionate, you know, as that. Yeah, so, and it comes across quite strongly with the, your love, you know, in your social work. That's a very strong part of you.
Yes, social work introduced different aspects of life as it was in the days when I was working. And at that time, there weren't the support in place for Pacific Island people. No one had thought of putting programs on air or or TV or whatever. So often I was put in a position of looking for the mother of babies that have been left because the family didn't want to own them. It was particularly sad and things like that. And also the very important things of supporting people that were being brought up over to New Zealand to work, and giving them the support that they needed, because they often were not... it wasn't like it was in their island home. I really have felt that it was the right thing for me. My family didn't always agree with me. And I hear things on the radio and they're talking of child abuse, etc., which was my job to talk about. And it sounded as if some people thought it was something new. It's been going on for a very long time.
Yes.
And some of it was because people didn't know how to manage their lives. And I still have calls sometimes from people who want to talk about their situation.
And because you continue to, you know, school as an adult, and that's why it's good what we're saying here, age knows no boundaries, that you don't let age to restrict what you want to do. And if you've done it, we can all do it.
Oh, yes, yes. And it wasn't easy. I wouldn't say that age helped it, but at the same time, there were a lot of things I had learned through my life experience that I could use in my writings and in my work for my BA and diploma. I don't recommend that people leave it until they're older, but the experiences give you a broader view on life, which I found very useful. I like to call on Melanite from university and her mum, Kalala. They helped me a lot from the Tongan point of view. And people like that have been great help to me in my experiences.
I also noticed the awards that you received in 1919. Was awarded the New Zealand Commemoration Medal for Community Service to New Zealand. This was for your contribution to improving the conditions and status of women and family life. You have served our community well. Now, at this time, Laurel, what would you like your listeners or the audience this morning to take away from your presentation this morning, especially you as someone who has given your life in serving our community? What can we do together to make a difference?
It's important that you keep in touch with each other and just take that moment to think, oh, I haven't talked to someone and get in touch with them. I have people ring me up and say, oh, I know so-and-so hasn't had any calls from people. And I can say to them, well, why don't you call them? It's a long time. That doesn't matter. They would probably appreciate a call from you. And that you remember the Lord is caring for you every day. And even when things aren't going right, you take the time to sit and get in touch with with the Lord. That will keep you in good stead, rather than getting yourself in a very unhappy and so on. I think that it's important that young women learn about their culture, learn to understand, and it's important to think that you know who you are. You may have lots of things going on, and particularly in today, not all our young women know who they are, where they came from. For some reason, they haven't asked those questions of their parents, and parents haven't thought to tell them. So they don't really know the relationships and so on. But that's our, as older people, it's our job to talk to young people and tell them about their background.
Very good, very good. And so what Laurel is saying, that contact is important, support is important. Pick up the phone and call somebody. They'd love to hear from you. Laurel is walking around with the support of her walking stick. In And yet she is talking to you right here, right now, from the radio station. She is very determined that she will be talking to you from the studio this morning. So on behalf of Te Ama, and also this is an opportunity for me, Laurel, to acknowledge you and to thank you publicly for all that you have done, not just for me as one woman, for many, many women that you have helped along the way in many different ways, many different needs, your passion, your love, you know, your caring personality, always kind and always smiling, always say the right word at the right time to comfort, you know, somebody, a woman who is down at a time, and you're always there to be able to give their smile and put a smile back on their faces. So from me, I want to thank you so very much. May God continue to give you the strength, and also looking forward to your birthday next month, that we need you around. And again, age knows no boundaries. Laurel Tafawata does not let her age restrict what she wants to do. And that is a very good motivation, inspiration for all of us women. Love you.
Malo. Malo, Fali. Yes, I will continue to do. Health can be a nuisance, but you just have to overcome those things, and that's how you can go on in life. No matter how old you are or how young, prayer is always in touch. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And that is a final word from our very special, beautiful guest speaker this morning. Prayer is the answer. Thank you, Lord. And may God bless all of you, our beautiful listeners. And we look forward to seeing you again, Laurel, and also to our listeners next week, Tuesday, same time, same place. Take care, all of you, and God bless. God bless you. A very special blessing to you, Laurel Tafawata. Does not let her age restrict what she wants to do. Very passionate social worker, and also a member of Pacific Health and Welfare Organization since its inception, 1983. Thank you once again. Malo Aupito. Mm-hmm.